You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In the early hours of the morning in South Africa, which would have been midnight in the United States, it was made official that the United States government has shut down. The United States Congress was unable to pass legislation around the spending of the U.S. government, and as a result, the U.S. government is technically in shutdown at the moment. Now, that has some serious implications on the U.S. markets. That has some serious implications on the country of the United States, but it also has implications on South Africa and other countries. For those that are wondering what I'm referring to, the AGOA agreement officially expired on the 30th of September 2025. Now, whilst Washington had previously expressed interest in renewing the AGOA agreement for at least another year, we saw that our own minister, Minister Park Stow, had also expressed that that was looking positive. The technical implications of a U.S. government shutdown are that we do not have AGOA in place at the moment. We're going to be taking a look at this and trying to make sense of it with the director and chief economist at Econometrics, Dr. Azar Jamin. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Dr. Jamin, always lovely having a conversation with you, always lovely catching up. Thanks so much for taking the time. We've heard that the South African government is barely holding together, but when looking at where the GNU stands today and where Washington stands today, one might argue at least there is a government in effect. What do you make of the recent developments out of the United States?
Well, yes. You know, theoretically, one shouldn't be too worried about the shutdown in the U.S. government right now, because we've had numerous such shutdowns over the recent years that have lasted a day or two, and then eventually some agreement is reached between the Republicans and the Democrats on a way forward that can actually accept a compromise that allows the government to resume. But on this occasion, you know, one can't be so sure, because there is such acrimony and the divide is so huge between the Trump administration and the Democrats that one wonders whether there will be a short-term solution. In particular, the Democrats are using this as a vehicle through which to actually stand up to the Trump administration in a manner that they've been unable to do in recent months, because of the dominance through which and the manner and of the executive order processes that have gone through the hands of Donald Trump in signing off these orders, and the Democrats have been left out in the cold. So this is one way in which they can get their own back on Trump and make life as difficult as possible for him, so that I think there is a chance that we could see the shutdown lasting longer than has been the case whenever there's been a shutdown in recent times. And one shouldn't forget that the reason for the shutdown is basically the U.S. runs out of money. Its public debt is rising all the time because it's running the government's running a big budget deficit. And if anything, it's getting even bigger now as a result of the introduction of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill by the Republicans a few weeks ago, that promises an even bigger expansion of the budget deficit.
The last shutdown that we had in the United States was in the first term of President Donald Trump back in 2018. I believe that shutdown lasted 34 days, the longest in American history. Can we take a look at the implications of such a lengthy shutdown, perhaps, on relationships and on the current geopolitical climate? I mean, we know that things like tariffs are new to the second term, and things like executive orders that you've alluded to as well are also something that we didn't see in the first presidential term of Trump in such severity. How does this current shutdown then affect the ongoing decisions that need to be made, like the decision around whether to renew AGOA?
You're quite right in highlighting this as a dilemma in some respects, but we've got to bear in mind that the tariff orders have, the increase in tariffs introduced by the United States are already in place. So theoretically, they will continue beyond the 30th of September unless anything contrary is passed through Congress. And AGOA can't actually be officially extended unless it gets the go-ahead from Congress. But with the American government shut down, you can't get a go-ahead for that to happen. But, you know, there is a bigger complication in this than people realize. To the extent that the United States has already imposed tariffs on South Africa and a number of other African countries under executive orders, and those continue now and remain in place beyond the 30th of September. AGOA, on the other hand, is a vehicle through which the United States reduces tariffs to zero for manufactured goods from various African countries. Now, if AGOA cannot be extended in any way, or if AGOA has basically been superseded by the big tariffs that have been introduced, and unless you have Congress actually deciding to the contrary, I think what happens is that all these African countries, including the likes of Lesotho with 50% tariffs on clothing exports to the United States, that's going to remain in place until such time as Congress decides otherwise. And one doesn't know how to marry the concept of AGOA, which is zero tariffs, with the concept of tariffs actually being imposed under the Liberation Day, so-called Liberation Day regime that was introduced by the Trump administration. So it's a really confusing picture at this stage. All I'm suggesting is that for the present, those 30% tariffs on our automotive products, various agricultural products, iron and steel and the like, they remain in place, unfortunately.
What does this mean for the rest of the world? Do we have other lingering conversations or potentially decisions that could be impacted by this extended government shutdown? I'm thinking about something like the upcoming G20 summit that takes place in November. Now, it's unlikely that we will have a shutdown that leads all the way through to that point. Would there be any implications on such an event if we were to have a shutdown extend that long?
I think there would be some ramifications. I'm not quite sure where the boundaries of the shutdown actually exist. It's effectively a shutdown in the functioning of government, central government itself. It doesn't mean that the whole private sector shuts down at all. And the G20 is made up of many different threads, including government direct involvement, in which case there would be an impact. But there are many other interest groups also involved, and they are not shutting down. So it's, again, a very complex, a very uncertain environment that we're heading for in this regard. And theoretically, I would imagine South Africa might stand to carry on being the having the chairmanship of the G20 insofar as some of those government functions are concerned.
Some interesting potential consequences of a U.S. government shutdown and how it potentially affects global markets, but more specifically, how it affects South Africa and our ongoing strained relations with the United States that we're trying to improve. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Dr. Jameen for that, for those insights. That was Dr. Azar Jameen, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics, joining us to take a look at the impact of a U.S. government shutdown on AGOA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.